Welcome back, Cripple Couch Talk. I'm your host, Brent, with our superstar over here, Zach.
What's up?
The Pitbull Rule. Many of you have seen him on the Instagrams and the virals lately. Man. Been falling off airplanes.
What's crazy, dude, is I think you actually made the video. I mean, you didn't make the video, but I've done it before. I've fell on airplanes and did the videos, but I never really sold the fall.
How many times I say send it?
No, you were like, sell it.
Yeah. I told you like every day that you were gone because I thought you
were
going to
go for broke. You said
there.
Go for broke. Go for broke on the fall.
Yeah.
So as soon as I hit, boom, I start shaking it. Nah.
Yeah,
that nub gets to wiggling, you know.
And I like how they made a gif out of you and your nub, like it's like the way they kind of cropped it to where you just fall and your nub's like twitching.
Yeah,
it's the best thing ever,
man, dude. I love that gif. Yeah, so
you've been on Barstool, Worldstar. Shout out.
Yeah, dude. What's crazy is I've ended up on Worldstar and I've had videos go viral, but never this amount. You know what I'm saying?
Man, like, I gotta look this up. There's some people sending me stuff on Instagram that was like from like what was the other places that you were on.
I was on Spain? Oh, Barstools, Tosh.0, Derek Lewis, Sean Merriam.
The Complex. I guess that's
Complex.
A big
yeah.
one.
That's a huge one. Dude, I was just on Barstools Snapchat today. Somebody else, too. Somebody else. I can't think of all of them, dude.
But yeah, Snapchat. Yeah, that was cool.
The video.
But I feel like Snapchat like did Southwest Dirty. But I feel like that's kind of bullshit. I love Southwest Airlines. Shout out Southwest Airlines.
Shout out Southwest.
I love them because, and I'm even back at Boeing on this one. I like airplanes. You know I like airplanes.
He does like airplanes.
The 737 is a wonderful airplane for wheelchair people. It's one of the very few airplanes where it's wide enough where you can roll onto the plane and usually transfer into the first like row of seats, you know?
Yeah.
You're usually not going to have a plane full of cripples. It does happen from time to time, like when we travel for basketball and stuff.
See, I don't know jack crap about
man,
airplanes.
I know a lot about airplanes,
like, I mean, he knows, like,
short, you know, most planes you're not flying on, like, you know, 777s, where they're, like, huge, like, airplanes. They're mostly, like, small airplanes. So when you get a 737, plus Southwest, always on time. Yeah.
Man, that is really cool. What's really cool? Yeah, you know what? I do want to give Southwest Southwest. God, that's the South.
You better get it right, boy. Because if you get a sponsorship or something, I'm flying with you because I love Southwest.
I
want to
give him a shout out, dude. Because the woman handled it so good. Like she really did. Most people kind of get mad at first,
and then they'll
like let up, you know, kind of. But they're still kind of like pissy. She straight up like was like, "Oh, you jokester!" Like gave me a hug.
Yeah.
She acted so cool about it. So shout out. I mean, I know I probably could have gave her a heart attack.
Yeah, but she was like you said, she was cool with it.
Good sport, man.
And those I love flight attendants.
She's
kind of
hot for old lady.
Dude, they're all hot. If you're a flight attendant, you can't be an ugly flight attendant. Maybe Spirit. I never fly on Spirit.
She was like the Blanche Devereaux of Southwest.
She was like, very cougar.
Like, if y'all know this lady's contact, hit me up. I didn't see her ring.
That's a good thing. Yeah, let's find her.
Let's find her.
Yeah, if y'all don't know, put your comments below.
You know what? Everybody hit Ellen up and say, we want the stewardess to get with Zach Pitbull on the show.
Yeah. Well, let's take a moment here, too, folks. If you haven't already, please like, subscribe, hit the notification button if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on all the listening devices, then do whatever you got to do to keep listening to us when we put out new stuff. Because that's because I said so.
Because it's just one of those things to do.
Yeah. Speaking of traveling, we'll be doing some traveling here pretty soon. We'll be heading out to, actually, let me pull it up because I had to put a list because we're doing a lot of traveling next year. Yeah,
speaking of traveling, I got a parking ticket for parking in handicap.
You did. And you know, it's funny, folks. I have taken the class in Houston. They allow citizens to take this class to where you can write parking handicap parking violation tickets, and guess what? Your boy right here did it. So the fact that Zach got one, I think, is hilarious. I mean, I understand why, because I've taken the class, and you were definitely not displaying your handicap placard.
It took everything I had to. Everything I had.
I understand. But here's the thing. So I learned a few things. The guy that gave you the ticket, he is one of the guys that writes a lot of these tickets. And they give
he gets
them,
a lot of complaints too.
Well, they get Well, most of them are complaints. They told us they almost all get dismissed. But what he was saying that once you do like a certain amount, they give you a machine, and it automatically like does it. Like when I write a ticket, I have to write a ticket, then mail it in.
Oh, so you think
he's got the when he said he couldn't undo it, he had already sent that bad boy in.
He didn't have no machine though. All he had was a notebook, like a receipt looking thing. And he was writing stuff down. I said, "Won't you rip that up?" I said, you obviously can see I don't have legs. You know, he was like, it's too late. He was like, and he went up to my truck. He was about to take a picture of, I guess this is, do you take a picture of the ticket on the truck?
Yeah, you have to take 3 pictures.
All right. He went to go do that. I said,
I think 2 mandatory, 3 for like from the back, backside, front. One of the, yeah.
I was like,
you have to take the class to learn, but City of Houston, shout out to City of Houston. It's the mayor's thing. By the way, I'm trying to get on the mayor commission, so. Shout out to Mayor Turner over there. We have a disability.
He came out to Georgia.
No, I talked to Hannah today. They're actually looking for people to be on the board over there. So I feel like I could represent Houston very well. I've already found a few sidewalks that have been reported to the city for ramps. So vote for me, folks. Key 2020.
Make America fair.
That's it. Hey, you know what? I like it. Let's not
make America fair.
We're already great, man. We just gotta make it fair.
You'd get my cripple vote. You'd get every cripple vote.
I'm telling you, I would. So I could at least get 1% of the population.
Make America fair again.
I'm in.
Make America fair again.
That's all I want.
Please.
That's all I want. I was talking to actually
for everybody.
I was actually talking to a
for us, for y'all, for Chinese.
Yeah, no, I was actually talking to a fan today via Instagram, and we were talking about they had posted something about. I don't remember what it was about Medicare being shitty here in America. And I was like, yeah, it is shitty. Like we were talking today, if you make over a certain amount of money, you cannot survive, basically. No. The government oppresses disabled people so they cannot like be productive citizens because they rely on like medical and stuff like
absolutely,
that.
Yeah.
And also it's like living this life, it's like a lifestyle. It really is. Like, you know, some people have Ferraris and shit. We're cripples.
Yeah.
You know, we have expenses that come along with our day to day activity, you know. So it's
dude,
like,
you really do. Like, dude, you really do. It's
like
expensive.
I feel like it would be supplemental. We supplemental other countries. Are you freaking kidding me? And we won't even help our own. You know, if we are going to be the best, let's be the best, folks, and let's take care of our own, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
let's allow
sucks.
People to make some money and still retain their Medicare coverage, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't make, we were talking about this earlier, if you don't make more than, like, 60 grand a year, it's probably not worth it, you know? Or in that 50 to 60.
What, getting a disability check?
Yeah. Might as well just coast it, because, like, what it costs you in, like, healthcare insurance and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's all included in your check.
Yeah, yeah. Your coverage is shit. You get way better coverage on Medicare.
Yeah.
Yeah, way better, so...
You really do, and I'm hurt a lot.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people were saying they're going to Canada for like medical refugees. You know, something bad happens to you, fly your ass across the border and
get somebody pregnant,
get taken care of. No, that's the other way. It's coming in our border. But anyway, enough of a political rant over here. But yeah, we are coming up and doing a little travel. We would like to do some meet and greets if you guys want to do some.
Like to do a cripple meetup, dude. What cool? I mean, I've seen the Rolettes do it, but I want like man, I just want a big. Party! I want a big party. You know what I'm saying? Like we're gonna
man,
meet. We're gonna meet. We're
I
gonna,
know there's.
We're
I know
gonna
there's
pregame. I want a bunch of cripples pissing themselves.
Yeah.
For real, I just want it to be like
get lit. Yeah,
like oh, that's pissing hitting the floor. That noise. That and then you know it's going off, and the people. It looks like one of the Astroworld things. The water shoots up out the hole of the ground, and the kids are playing it. But it's down. It's coming down instead of up.
So we're going to be in a few places. So I think the first place we're going to be is going to be Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham,
not sure how many cripples are
Alabama.
In Birmingham, but
you could take
and I think that's in January.
Birmingham, Alabama.
I think probably a good one would be in Phoenix. We'll be in there the last week of January. So. If y'all want to come out and hang out, hit Zach and Mar myself up if y'all going to be out in Phoenix, and we'll get one going, man, because I've been to Phoenix a few times, and that's a party city, man.
I've had a lot of girls hit me up on from Phoenix.
I seen midget wrestling there one time.
On Instagram lately. Like, I guess it's that video went viral, dude.
Tatiana's, shout out to Zach. If y'all want to go get you some of that. The hotter, the better.
No.
Yeah,
no,
send him his way.
No.
Yeah, no. I know y'all listening.
No.
Thirsty.
Thirsty. I mean, don't get wrong. I mean, who would not? You would be an idiot to say you don't like the attention. Let's just be real. Like, I mean, it's cool. It's cool having, you know, like just different broads, like from different areas of the world, like say, oh, hey, you're good looking, or you're handsome. So I mean, I'm going to tell y'all straight up, it is cool as hell. I'm having a good time with it. Like, yeah, it's awesome. Buddy. I'm loving it. Yeah, right?
Hey, hey.
But then again, I don't respond to a large margin because, like, you know, it's just no point.
And to be honest, too many people hitting you up.
It's and to be honest with you, a lot of them are weird. A lot of them are weird.
Oh,
a lot of them are fucking
Matt. So,
so sorry about the sponsors.
So one of the things that I forget about every once in a while is they have like those, they'll send you a message on Facebook, but like you don't get them because they're like in like a requested deal. And then every once in a while, like I'll be messing around on Facebook and I found one. And it was like this other girl. I don't want to say because I don't want to embarrass her, but like there's a girl in a wheelchair flirting with me. She was flirting with me, yeah. But just not my type. I'm like the walking types. So
yeah,
sorry, but man, they're out there.
Well, not even a girl. Yeah. Not even the girls. yeah, shout out to that girl. She's brave enough to reach in the DMs.
Yeah, that's what some saying, of them, man. Hey, some I of feel like you gotta what's the saying? You gotta take your shots, you know?
Shoot your
shots. Shoot your shots, man.
A lot of you do. A lot of you do.
A lot of you motherfuckers don't though.
Dude, a lot of chicks like will hop on the question sometimes and they're like, I don't know if they know that I can see who it is, so they'll be like, just so you know, I'm obsessed with you, or whatever it may be. And I'll go to him like, geez, she looks like a fucking Kardashian, dog. Like, girl is like, what? Yeah. Like, geez Louise, you know? Yeah. Like, and then they're in like Argentina or something. Right. Know, they're looking for a husband. I don't know.
Yeah.
But okay, so here's the deal. If you write me and you're cool, dude, I swear to you, usually I will respond. Here's what I don't like. And this ain't even about the women. This is not about women. Man, this is everyone. Is no, like, here's why I wouldn't call myself an influencer or whatever it's called, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like here's why influencers don't respond to a lot of messages and stuff like that, dude, is because people don't know when to stop.
Well, so think of it this way, folks. If you got like 400 emails at work a day, are you going to respond to 400 of those emails? No.
Yeah.
You're going to read the title and skim on, folks. He appreciates a shout out because that means you're doing things, but at the same time, it's like, you got shit to do, man.
Yeah, and be appreciative. I even responded, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Dude, I didn't have to. You know, I could have been a dick and just not never read it, yeah. You know? But
speaking of being dicks, so one of the things I find funny, you were telling me earlier that, we play some basketball this weekend, and there's people talking trash, but you can't talk trash on me this weekend because I shot 18 points. So, almost got 21. Best of my career ever. Able body or crippled.
Ooh, Brent dropped 18.
18. Straight up 18. If I'd have made all the ones I made, it'd have been like 52, but I'd have killed it. I don't want to say what team. We were playing Tyler.
I don't want to say what time.
We might have balled out a little bit, and I know some people listen.
Ooh,
I know
some Tyler. People listen
because y'all
Brent
came out
dropped
to me.
18 on y'all boys.
Y'all be wanting on the show. I know y'all listening because y'all come up to me and tell me y'all need to come on the show. And this one guy does have a pretty interesting story. He's in prison, so that'd be kind of cool. Have a prison perspective because I always jokingly say we always talk about like we know a few people in the clink. Let's not say no names, but it would be funny to have a Prison League wheelchair basketball team. I think that'd be hilarious.
Prison League?
Prison League. Because, dude, we know enough cripples. We can almost do a cinco-cinco with the Prison League. Like, they all ball. We know they all play. Like, I know at least three of them that are play wheelchair.
What do you mean Prison League?
Like, have a wheelchair basketball Prison League where they, like, play wheelchair basketball, you know? They can't play like regular basketball, so like you know the.
Oh, they can get out of prison for a day.
And we go visit them, man. We play in the prison for like
down.
The day. Yeah, I'd be kind of. Well, I mean, it'd be kind of weird because we're like, hey,
down, dude.
Nice seeing you since you've been in prison, but yeah.
Be like, hey, I mean, I know we're going home, but you
yeah, you're walk. You're with us in spirit. Yeah.
You can walk at least.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about walking? I'm talking about cripples. I'm talking about there are cripples though. We know.
They're
that
in
are
prison?
In prison right now. Yeah, we can get like five of them together. We'll go play them, man. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Because I know at least like three. And from what I understand, there's like quite a few more. Because like Robba was telling me about like this one dude that was a trapper, man. He was like a crippled trapper. He got shot or some bullshit. And then like, what's that?
Oh, heck.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember his name. He had a gangster ass name though. Like it was like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Whatever you say.
Life must suck in prison if you're crippled.
It depends on what kind of cripple you are, you know. If you're an amputee, you can probably hold your own, you know.
I mean, I'd be thinking like,
I'm kicking you in the face if I'm trying to fight you.
Yeah. Has there ever been a cripple like, let's just say like Gary? Has there ever been like a straight up cripple like Gary?
Shout out Gary.
I mean, Gary's legit, but like, I mean, what would he possibly do?
Me and Gary are going to run for president one day.
What would he possibly do to get him in there? IRS scandal? What? Like, I want, you know?
Yeah. I bet those guys are smart, man. They could probably get some like defrauding.
He'd be acting like a dumbass, though, but he's smart.
Yeah, he's smart. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. He plays dumb.
He'd be falling asleep and shit.
Yeah.
During workouts.
It's funny.
Man, I love my boy Gary. But anyways, for those of y'all that are listening and not watching, and y'all don't know who Gary is. Gary is a guy that comes to Tabata Tuesday, something that we do at 1475 West Gray Street at 1 p.m. on Tuesdays. Hey, boom.
And not just 1 p.m. I talked to a guy yesterday. He came up there to...
you can go there anytime workout.
Yeah, anytime. We're open. It's like 8 to 9. We're there at like 9 o'clock balling every night. So like from 6 to 9, just about every night, there's some wheelchair sport going on. During the day, you can work out and go in the pool. And hell, they even have air rifles up there. You can shoot BB guns up there.
Yeah,
so.
It's a cool place, man. But the Tuesdays, we do like group... workouts with like any disability ever, like anybody can come
even,
in and join.
Even like even heavy anybody's. People, yeah. Like not, I mean, being obese is a disability or whatever. So
I'm a beast,
yeah, you're a beast.
I'm a beast.
I'm obese, and you're a beast. Yeah, no. I won over here. Y'all got to learn some. I won.
Yeah, I got a bug on me. I think.
Yeah, I think they might be getting in, but that's all right. We'll keep on keeping on. But yeah, so one of the funny things is people talk trash on you on the Instagram. That's one thing I find funny. It's like you on your basketball skills talking trash.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of funny.
And I was like, dude. But I mean, me and Nate, I mean, I talk about it. I don't talk about it with y'all because I don't want y'all to think like I'm a pussy.
Right.
But I tell Nate, I'm like, dog, I think, because man, dude, like after that tournament, I don't know if it was like, because I straight flew from. Okay, I went to North Carolina on Thursday, right? I landed on North Carolina on Thursday. We had like meet or like, you know, it's a long flight. It's a connecting flight, so it took all day. We landed and then we had meetings all day. So we get in Thursday night late, dog, probably like 12 AM, right? We gotta be up and at the spot to speak at Elevation Church the next day at 6:40 AM.
Yeah.
So we get like maybe like 4 hours of sleep, wake up, do that. I come.
Yeah, so let's talk about that a little bit. So your trip to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Come on and raise up.
Yeah. It was cool,
take
man.
Your shirt off.
It was awesome, dude. You know, my manager surprised me with that business trip. When I went out there, I spoke to Scott
Toyota dealership?
Yeah, it's a Toyota dealership.
I love Toyota. Toyota, just so you folks know, I sell wheelchair accessible vans. So if any of you listening need a wheelchair accessible van, hit me up. Brent Devicky right here. And I will get you in a wheelchair accessible van. We got finance and all that stuff.
But,
folks,
dude, I'm in.
No, but I was going to say just a quick moment to Toyota is that they were the very first company in the world to have a mobility program to where they actually had accessible or somewhat accessible equipment from the factory, and they actually do that now. They actually make a Toyota Sienna that has a seat
Scott
in it that rotates
Clark,
out.
Sorry.
So, Scott Clark, shout
Scott
out to Scott Clark,
Clark. Toyota. Yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry, I had a brain fart, man.
Yeah, and if you want to send me a Supra for the test drive,
I had a brain fart, but
put
dude,
hand controls in and drive it. So.
Man, you know what, dude? I met. Shout out to Scott Clark Toyota. Every employee I met, I'm talking about even the dude who like runs the whole show, you know, was a genuine guy. You could tell that people liked working for him. You know what I'm saying? Like, people liked working for him because you could just tell he was, like, a genuine nice guy.
Yeah. Go on down there and buy you a Toyota, man. They're the best out there, honestly. I sell cars, and that's a good one.
And his background story was so cool, dude, because he turned down... The guy who offered him this dealership turned him... I mean, he turned...
What was his name again?
What's that?
The guy you're talking about.
Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so let's just say Chris, right? So... Chris turns down like four jobs from a guy because he's like, no, man, they're not big enough. They're not big enough. They're not big enough. I want a big dealership, right?
Yeah.
So dude finally comes to him and is like, look, I don't want to talk on the phone. Let's meet up, have dinner, right? Whatever. Meets up for dinner. Guy's like, you know, pretty much throws him out like, look, I want you to have this one, which is Scott Clark Toyota, right?
Yeah.
He says, this is my biggest facility. This is the biggest dealership I have, which is like two stories, got elevators, got jet. It's crazy.
I do fancy that.
He says it loses $2,000 of income a month. He was like, if you could turn it around, you can have it. He's like, that's the one I want. Dude, he came in, wreck shop, turn it around, business starts making money. They, you know, and he's doing awesome. You could tell, like, dude, it, like, they are, like, man, dude, they're competitors, bro. Like, this is an awesome
company. Yeah, that sounds like a good company. If all you got to flip around is two G's, because that's probably tax back to the sales department. So,
yeah.
I mean, if you just get a couple more vehicles out the door, so I'm sure they got good deals going on out there at the Toyota dealership. So, if you want some, go see Chris down there. He'll hook you up.
But it ended up being the most cool, like, natural spill I've ever did because, honestly, they were so cool about everything. You know, yeah, I got my little spill I go into when you do speeches. Like, you know, you kind of, you got, you know, what you say.
Yeah.
And you kind of, you know, you do that for a year and you'll change it up, you know, and you'll travel again, whatever. Well, as I'm doing it, dude, I had dinner with the guys, like the guys who hired me the night before.
Yeah.
And I'm shooting the shit with them. We're telling stories back and forth, going back and forth, you know, just being dudes.
Right.
Well, they love my stories so much that when I'm adding them in the middle of my spiel, he's like raising his hand. He's like, Zach, tell them about the whatever story, you know?
Yeah.
And then it went from a motivational story.
Shout out to those guys.
Yeah, went from a motivational story to straight comedian show.
Joke shows.
So it was so fun, dude. Like, big shout out, man. Y'all made that trip worth it, bro. Like, it was awesome. So cool.
Car dealerships are fun, man. If you work at a cool one, they're fun to work at, man.
They really are.
Yeah. So once again, if y'all need a Toyota Sienna wheelchair accessible van,
Brent David Key.
Go see your boy. And what city was it in North Carolina?
Matthews,
North Carolina. Go down to Matthews, North Carolina, and buy you a Toyota today, folks. That's right.
Charlotte and Matthews.
Cool. Yeah. Well, yeah, and that all led up to, you know, your you went to like a church. I didn't know you go to a church thing after that. I thought you were just going to like a
I went to the church to do the speech for them, though. They rented out the church.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
that's
it cool, wasn't for the congregation.
Gotcha. Well, that's pretty cool, man.
I know, man. I was in a church. It was so hard not to drop like an S-bomb or something, you know?
Oh, man. I've done that before at church when I was a kid. Speaking of like weird church incidents, you ever had anybody pray for you for your disability? I'm like, think you're gross. I bet you don't get it as much as I do. So I've had it happen a few times. Like recently, I was at and I might have said this before in the podcast, but I was at a football game, and this dude was like praying for me. Then he was like, if you think it, you can make it happen right now. Just stand up and walk. You can walk right down. And I was like, bro, I can do that. I've done that a long time ago, bro. Yeah. But he was like serious, man.
Did you start laughing?
Well, I had sunglasses on. I was like looking around for help. You know, like I was trying to eyeball people like, fucking help me. But nobody was like coming to help. So I was just like, man, I understand where you're coming from. I get what you're feeling and all that, but it ain't happening. You know, so like.
I've had that. I've had that at Walmart, but I always kind of mess with them. You know, like they'll be like, they trick you. They pull okie doke on you. they'll say
put hands on you.
They pull okie doke on you and say, "Can I pray for you?"
Yeah.
Absolutely, you can pray for me. Then when in the middle of the prayer, it comes from Lord. We just want to pray for growth.
Pray for growth. Yeah. Or,
you know, something weird.
No, I've had the same thing.
I'm like, what the.
No, I've had the same thing happen to me, and they're like, their hands are on my back and stuff, and I'll like start twitching the back muscle to like, they're like, oh my god,
I feel it,
I've gotten that before. Seriously. I feel it.
I'm always messed with them, like, oh, and I'll get up and start moving my nubs and walk on them, like with the Lord's work, I feel like I can't get up, oh. Oh!
Wouldn't it be cool if you just like had like something to push up onto and you like fell down and then you figured out a way to like slowly push yourself up but they couldn't see your legs? Oh, that'd be so funny. Yeah. Yeah, that's happened a few times to me in weird situations. And I like those. In the moment, I'm not a big fan of those situations, but, like, after they happen, I love it because it's a great story. And it's, like, it's an interesting situation. And every time you kind of put yourself in an interesting situation, it's usually interesting. So, yeah. Just got a message. Our pizza's on its way. I'm hungry. I haven't eaten since lunch. I'm trying to get skinny. Had an incident. Shout out to Abe's Fitty Foods. I had an incident at work. They thought that for some reason, on Monday, you're supposed to clean the damn refrigerator out. So I threw all my fitty foods away. But I was hooking it up. We'll get another batch. And he's got new menu, folks. So if you guys want...
Does he?
Yeah.
Does he?
Hey. Yeah.
Dude, new menus.
I'm going to put it up right now. Baby. Like on the screen right here. I'm going to put it up right there, bang. So y'all take a good look at it. Beef teriyaki thing that looked pretty good. I seen a picture on his Instagram. Yeah, go check him out, folks. Man, that turkey chili I had, I was pissed. So here's the story.
His turkey chili is the
fire,
bomb.
Fire, straight fire.
Straight bomb. I put this in a 1 minute segment where I can give Abe's Fitty Food the biggest shout out ever. Keep hooking your boy up with the chili. Keep hooking your boy up with the steak. The kebabs was the best thing I've had all year by far.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, Abe's is the best. It really is.
The kebabs, dude. Oh my God. Oh my God. He never.
Yeah, I haven't had that kebab shit. I'm not a big kebab guy, but man. Like I said, it's good stuff. Those bison burgers.
I felt bad for chewing it.
Yeah.
I felt bad for chewing it.
That's the thing. It looks good. Like I'm telling you, most of y'all gonna spend like $9-$10 going to the Burger King or whatever.
I was eating this. This is a sin.
It's the same price, if not cheaper, and you getting deluxe, good portion size food.
I call my mom to come in the room. I said, Mom, you pray for me the whole time I'm eating this because it must be a sin to eat something this good. This has got to be the fruit of the Garden of Eden. They eat, right? It's got to be.
It's the best thing.
It's got
to
be. So I got Shirley in her. And I said, man, pray for me. Pray hard because I'm eating this whole thing. And she did. She did about a 25-minute prayer, and I was eating them kebabs. I'm just playing with y'all.
Yeah, but they are pretty good.
They are pretty good.
He knows that he's a real chef. He's not just some dude just cooking them in the oven. So, but I think that's going to be it. We're going to wrap it up for this episode.
Oh, no. Hold on. Big shout out to Ben McCullough.
Ben, yeah.
Ben McCullough with a new girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Our boy Big. Big Balls Ben.
Shout out to Ben.
Big Balls Ben. He's a...
Big Balls Ben.
Yeah. Y'all going to see a straight ball with Big Balls Ben in Phoenix. So if y'all want to come see us...
Big Balls Ben.
Let us know.
Shout out, Ben, man. You little dirty dog. That's why you were off your game. You was tired from going to the crippled restroom and getting it in with your new chick. I like you, dog. I like you. I like your style. Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining. No, tell me you're tired from pushing your wheelchair. And we are out.
That's it.